Welcome back to another episode of Crystal's Corner. This is the first Crystal's Corner of 2024.
The year of Jeff Gordon.
24. I am your host.
Oh, wow.
Crystal.
I guess I'm Candy Andy.
I'm Christopher Catastrophe.
I'm Camelon Xavier.
This is the year of the Gordon.
It's the Gordon year.
Anybody's name, Gordon, this is your year.
Jeff Gordon Ramsey.
I mean, honestly, this is your year.
What if they go by Gordy?
Gordy.
Huh?
Well, anything. Gordy.
Gordon.
Is it the year of the Gord?
Jord?
No.
Jordan.
If you actually, go by... it's just the year of the Gordon. It's got to be 24.
I need to grow a bunch of Gords this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
And start a vowel.
They will be profitable next season.
So we're going to remodel the studio a little bit like we always do. This is the new look. It'll be here next week. But let's knock a hole in the floor. We're down to the dirt. And let's plant pumpkins.
Yeah. Just gourd it up.
Do it.
And we need some fertilizer.
Fertilizer? Yeah.
I'll take the toilet out.
Hardly newer. Okay. I got one out early. Okay. So we can be done with that joke.
Huh.
No.
Also, fertilizer hardly newer actually works.
Yeah,
so
I
retract that.
And it does.
Yeah, I didn't want that one to work.
Okay, crazy.
Crazy.
So this is the Gordon year. That's crazy.
Oh, that's cool. It sounds like golden.
Yeah,
but it's the Gordon
something. Gordon,
the Gordon
fisherman
year.
If you have a speech impediment,
the Gordon girls.
The Gordon girls.
It's just like the Golden Girls, but they photoshopped Jeff Gordon's face on different stages of his life on top of their faces.
No, it's the
same show. It's just that Jeff Gordon is fucking all four of them.
It's the same
Jeff's
show,
here.
But it's...
And he does it really fast, too, because he's fast.
No, go. What's yours?
I lost it.
Okay, I'm thinking it's the Golden Girls, but they're all race car drivers.
Chris, yeah.
What made you laugh
would be,
so hard.
That'd be badass. Chris, you remember that noise that they use in that game Death Trap Dungeon that they use everywhere? It's that scream. I don't remember what it is. But
the Wilhelm scream?
Like, for some reason, when Jeff goes to the bedroom, you hear like the bed didn't squeak, and when he finishes, you hear that scream. Yeah.
I want the Twitch to recognize that I'm using Crystal's cup. So I'm Crystal this time.
There's nobody paying attention.
That's fair, but maybe someone will look at it.
No one will.
They will, because we're a very popular podcast. We're actually probably America's number one horror comedy podcast. Let's say that.
We're actually probably up in the rankings. We're probably not number one, but we're probably pretty close up there. But I think what we should do actually is
find a different
streaming platform, because Twitch kind of sucks in my opinion.
Well, that's something we could talk about.
We'll experiment, but anyways, yeah.
But we still love you guys. It's not like we don't want you to not be here.
I think there's not a whole lot of people that exclusively stream on Twitch unless you're a gamer.
Really?
Yeah. And I think...
What else is there?
I mean, what? YouTube, Facebook. No one wants to use Facebook.
YouTube is probably the thing. Huh?
I think the best thing to stream on would be TikTok, but we got to get our numbers up for that. And also, it's going to be real weird.
TikTok.
It is going to be weird. We're going to have to be very used to people being inappropriate towards Crystal in the chat.
Why don't we...
Yeah, but that's how we make our money.
Why has nobody invented just like a video streaming service exclusively for podcasts?
You're forgetting one of the laws of the internet.
What's that?
If it exists...
You're an idiot.
Someone's going to jerk off in it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't know.
Isn't the whole point of the whole Twitch is to exploit Crystal? I thought that was the whole thing.
I don't know, man.
Okay, I didn't mean to make that uncomfortable.
But no, for real though, there's got to be better options out there. But that's for another day.
That's crazy.
That's anyway. Not crazy.
That's crazy.
That's a filler word. That's crazy.
She's getting really good at it.
That's crazy.
She's amazing.
So did you guys have a resolution this year? Do you want to talk about that?
I don't really do those.
You don't?
You're not a fan?
No.
What is something, even if it wasn't a resolution, that you would probably like try to pick up on yourself?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll start with
Camelon. Andy.
To be me? Yeah, me?
Yeah.
Well, no. You already started.
You go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I want to stop... I want to stop molesting animals. I definitely want to start with that one.
Not good.
Not good?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
That's awful.
Unless it's like the British.
Well, I'm just saying
where
I want
to pet them.
Yeah. The yeah. Thing. Yeah. I want to stop petting
okay.
like random animals. Or randomals.
Randomals.
If you like.
So wait. So in Britain, they would use the molest to mean just like to jostle?
It's one of those things because I was watching some YouTube video. They were at like a gaming convention and some big like voice actor guy came up and he's from that area and he's like, "You just caught me when I was molesting a dog." And they were like, "What the fuck? He was molesting a dog." And then they realized, you know, he meant like not molesting, but petting, which is
still
creepy.
I'm yeah. cool with this.
Yeah.
I think that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. We're going to get canceled.
I don't like that. Not at all.
Yeah. I'm saying I wanted to stop it.
Country,
I'm going to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a fan. I can say that.
I'm on the road to recovery.
I'm just saying I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan either. I feel like it's like, this is America, and we decide what the words mean now.
I guess. Which can go either way. But so you want to stop petting animals?
Yes, I want to stop petting other people's animals.
Okay.
I would really like to buy new shoes.
Okay.
I think wearing the same shoes for 13 to 14 years is a really bad idea. So that's I'm taking a step forward. Pun intended.
Yeah.
How are you able to keep those shoes for that long, for like 13 or 14 years, and them not like be falling apart?
Yeah, I walk on my hands.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, I
walk on your hands.
For a long time, I would just get one pair of shoes and wear them until they're absolutely ragged.
Yeah.
And
right
then,
until the wheels fall off.
Then I started buying like multiple pairs at a time, and I still only wore one pair until they went ragged. So now it's like, I'm not going to do that anymore. It's a waste of money.
See? It's a waste of money.
Buying shoes?
Yeah.
Buying shoes is a waste of money.
I bought a couple pairs of shoes, and I ended up wearing one of the couple to work and ruined them. And I was like, well, that was stupid.
Yeah. So. Are you like a shoe queen, though? Do you like shoes?
You got
shoes for Christmas, we found out.
What?
Didn't you get shoes for Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you a shoe queen?
I think I like shoes. I mean, I like
shoes.
I like anything. I don't have like one thing in particular. Like I like a multitude of things.
How many shoes do you have?
I don't know.
See?
You have a bunch, but I think a lot of them are retired. We just need to throw them away. I think actively you probably only have like
four
or five pairs.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What he says.
I don't know. Anything else?
What's your resolution?
I want to complete more projects. I'm working on, well, not yet. I'm going to be working on a solo music project, and I want to get some stuff out with that.
A solo music project?
Yeah.
Can I be in it?
Well, it's not solo then. you can guest star in it though. So I want to do that. I got a movie me and my homeboy Kyle are working on. I want to make sure that gets completed.
What's the name of that? Or do you want to release it? Did we already?
No. Why? No. You don't even have it. You don't have it all done.
We have a name, but I don't want to say anything yet. I'll tell you off the
spot.
Cool.
The name's really cool. I want to do that. I want to basically just get more of a creative outlet, like hone into that and produce more stuff with that. And I want to write more too because I like writing.
You should. Because you're a very creative human being.
Yeah, and I haven't done it. I've had a dry spell where it's just been like, you know, I'm in a band, but like with that band, I don't write in that. I write my own parts, but I don't produce it myself. So like, it's fun. Don't get me wrong, but like, that was my only outlet before, and now I don't have it. So I got to do something where I'm gonna go fucking nuts.
My boy.
Yeah. So.
I just want to be happier and healthier than I was last year. And I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is very good. Honestly. That's such a mature approach. Like of all things, like, well, I think a lot of people don't think about things like that. I mean, they think about like healthier, but like maintaining your happiness throughout the next year mm-hmm. is a really good idea.
Which really, that is a thing too for me. Is like I want to like get better into shape. I feel like I'm from where I've been like in the past, not like last year, but before. I feel like I've packed on a lot of muscle. I'm still a little chubby, which is fine. But I want to like do
super fine.
Do stuff for health benefits. Like I started fasting. This is my second day on it, and dude, mentally I can really tell the difference. Coke. Well, you can do whatever you want during your fast. When you're on your eating period, just don't do it during your 8 hours.
Oh, got you.
Or, I mean, okay. I'm sorry, during your 16 hours.
Look at him go.
I mean, I've done it before and I've lost a lot of weight. I don't really care about losing weight.
Yeah, you don't need to lose weight.
I want to feel better. And I'm already starting to feel better. So.
That's fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah.
I tried it before and it didn't work for me. I really didn't lose weight. But then again, like I randomly go up and down weight. Just naturally with the seasons.
Did you feel better though? Like it's at least a little bit?
No, I was just pissed all the time because I was fucking hungry.
Yeah. Fair. It cleared me up like mentally. Like I have brain fog all the time. It's like I got hit in the head with a coconut or something.
Yeah.
And it's like it starts to go away. So
if you hit yourself again with a coconut, you'll regain your memory.
True. Or what if you set up a whole new, what if it's been too long and it starts a new set of consequences?
No. It's
like you get psychic powers.
It's Gilligan's.
That's not a consequence.
You can talk to bees.
Oh, that is a consequence.
It's Damn. Gilligan's like, Island logic.
Kill. Yeah, that's true though. Gilligan's Island.
I don't know. I just think that we should all just be better than we were.
On the other podcast, we didn't discuss it yet.
I love it when you talk about
off pod. We talked about a weight loss challenge. Because there's four of us, and three of the four aren't in, like, the best shape ever.
Bunch of fat asses.
So we're just going to, like, you know. But anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm in pretty good shape.
Yeah, you're not bad at all.
I agree. I can't fuck as long as I want to. That's my new... Okay. That's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to get my cardio back up so I can fuck for, like... At least 12 minutes.
Dude, ride an exercise bike or get on a treadmill. I did that for, like, it's been, like, last year before. I did that for, like, 3 or 4 months. And, dude, I felt like I could run forever without stopping. It was awesome.
I fucking love running.
I hate it.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite thing. But
I can't run. It fucks up my back.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Get spine problems.
Stand up straight.
Dude, I pop.
Run like the Flash. Like,
we're getting old, though, for real. I pop my neck. True.
Holy, yeah.
I have on and off. Like upper back pain and shit. I just, you know, messing with my head and popped my neck. It was fucking loud, and my entire like neck and body has not been sore since.
God damn.
I don't know how I did it, but I'm glad I fucking did because I feel a lot better.
You're your own chiropractor.
I am. It's weird, man.
He knows the cheat codes for his neck.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can be like, whoops, I'm paralyzed.
Yeah. So. For real. What is it? Like 1 in 100,000 you could easily paralyze or kill yourself?
See, I wasn't doing it like with force. I was like barely. I put like my fingers on my forehead and just rocked gently. Just let my hand do the rocking. It was like pop. And I felt good.
Maybe so. You relaxed enough that you got down in that deep tissue.
Who knows?
I'm talking about the butt.
The butt tissue.
Finally, yeah. Crystal's talking about anal.
Crystal's talking about Anthony's butt.
Anthony's.
She's not touching mine.
Boo.
Not happening. Sorry.
Well, you're missing out.
That's fine. I'll miss out. I don't care.
All right. So anything else?
I think that's good for shit chat.
All right.
What about?
Oh,
do you want to?
Yeah. Did you guys see any of the stuff about the aliens in Miami?
Yeah.
They were all after the Stanley Cups.
No.
They were at the mall.
What happened? Tell us.
Apparently there were people that were there and started seeing these creatures walking around. That were 10 foot tall and looked humanoid. And then all of a sudden, there's a huge police presence there. They said there was like 100 cop cars or something like
that's
that.
That's how you know when shit's fucking real is when all the cops show up. Because they don't show up for shit.
And the cops said that they're there to stop like some kids that were fighting with sticks.
Which also turned out like a shooting. People were shooting their guns.
Why did they have to show up 100 cop cars? So these kids, they were shooting, not hitting each other with sticks.
Well, they were hitting each other with sticks, but then it turned into people against the police were, like, shooting their guns.
Oh, okay, sorry, go ahead.
Allegedly, according to the police.
This is all allegedly.
The Bible.
But some of the eyewitnesses that were there, I saw some of the people on TikTok, and they said that there were some kids there. They said they weren't fighting each other. But they said they had some type of like DVD player thing, and they had plugged it in like at the mall, and it started to glow. And they said that this thing started to walk, like come out of the glow itself.
It was a PS Vita.
I don't know what it was. That was what one guy said. Another person said that he was there and there were big things walking around, and he was wanting somebody to reach out to him.
What's your take on this?
I think something might have happened, man.
So everything happened through a DVD player?
Like that's just what one guy said.
Let me just say, if you wanted to conceal something, you wouldn't have like 100 police cars with their lights on.
I have got a solid idea.
So they weren't going to be concealing it. That was the original response to it. That was the police doing it. The police aren't going to be the ones issuing the concealment, things like that. They're going to be told to change the story afterwards.
What were you thinking?
Like, how crazy is this? Can you imagine?
And allegedly there was like a power outage and there were flights canceled.
In Miami.
Allegedly.
Only in Miami.
Just in Miami.
Oh, I hate it when I see like a...
Did we call Will Smith?
No.
He's too busy with the Epstein Island stuff.
He's on trial.
They released more information on that, by the way.
No.
Oh, God.
There's a ton of documents that just got released. Hillary's in deep water this time. Nothing's going to happen, though.
No, of course not.
Who would have thought politicians are sex offenders?
That would be so weird.
When did that happen? So do you think this is a cover-up?
The 5th.
Yeah, the 5th.
So them dropping?
I think it was an accident. I think that, like, something... So that they said that when they were seeing the creatures, that they were kind of, like, flickering in and out of reality, kind of. Almost like static on a TV. But so I feel like
they were controlling time.
No.
Whoa.
Maybe. I mean...
Space? I mean, they have to be controlling something. Space.
I feel like it was an accident. I feel like either there was somebody there that had some type of device that did something, and it kind of caused like a little coalescing of the dimensions for a moment, or... It could have just been aliens, and they might have been there and about, you know, cloaking themselves, maybe, like, phased slightly out of reality or something, and maybe their machine fucked up. It happens in Star Trek all the time whenever they're, like, in there, and they're, like, monitoring these, you know, more primitive species of aliens.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So like,
and then, like, their cloaking shit fucks up, and all of a sudden, everyone's seeing them. Like, it feels like that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So then they have to, like, be controlling something, right, in order to coexist with us at the same time.
Well, yeah. Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, are they controlling space, time? Like, what are they controlling?
Well, there's more than three dimensions, so.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's got to be fucked up.
Yeah. Maybe but time.
Have you seen any of the videos, though?
No.
I didn't see a lot of the videos. I did see some stuff about, like, with the UFO that was happening at the same time.
God damn it.
Well, that's interesting.
All right. Okay. Whoa. All right. I've got a serious, serious question. This is fucking serious. Okay? I don't use social media that much, right?
Right.
So I don't get, like, news sources. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to, like, should I subscribe to a newspaper and start fucking reading the newspaper every day?
Well, a lot of this was scribed by, like, on X.
Or should I, like, start watching the news?
Don't watch the news. It's going to make you sad.
Don't watch the news and don't do social media because they're both just piles of dog shit.
So do I need to buy a newspaper?
You just don't worry about it. Just don't care about all these other problems.
It's kind of like if an asteroid was going to hit the Earth.
Would I want to know?
Would you?
If something is so important or so completely stupid, it's going to reach you. Like the whole Stanley Cup thing, I had no idea until somebody brought that to my attention. Yeah. And I'm like, who fucking cares? Why are people arguing over a fucking cup? Like, who fucking cares? Like, you're going to take your time out of the day to say, oh, you shouldn't buy Stanley Cups or Stanley Cups are so great. I'm going to post about it. Who fucking cares? Like, get a fucking life.
It's not a thing.
Get a it fucking doesn't life. Matter.
I wasn't aware that there was a controversy surrounding Stanley Cups.
Yeah, it I guess there is. Matter. I don't know. I don't even know.
But I was super aware about aliens in Miami, Florida.
That's what we need to. That's what I'm saying. That's why I can trust you as my news guy, Chris, because you're going to give me the good information and not the bullshit. Praise Christ.
God, I don't know. Do somebody let me know if I should get some news subscription?
There are a couple, and I think you would probably know, Chris. There's a couple actual credible, at least they were credible news sources, like websites and shit. Wasn't there some that you used to get on?
I used to go on Al Jazeera a lot.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but I trust you.
It's world news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So we are talking about Timothy Jones Jr. This guy is an absolute fucking nut job. Like,
mm-hmm.
This guy.
Looney Tunes, crazy bananas.
Yeah, but out of 10, G-O-O-N-S.
Murdered.
Hmm?
His five children.
Why?
Who hasn't done that, though?
I do it all the time.
I'm just saying.
Just coming into a blanket.
In Stardew Valley, I got tired of my kids, so I had a witch turn them into doves.
Speaking yes. of Stardew Valley, I want to play Stardew Valley while she talks.
You should listen while she talks.
Why?
So we can talk about
it. Oh, that's right.
That's crazy. So imagine being this person who gets upset with their child, so upset with them for thinking that they've are touching an outlet that you make them run laps around your house or like do wall sits for 2 hours straight. This kid is 6 years old. Can you imagine, like,
being how fast that he can run?
Mad that you would have to do something like that. That's crazy. That's so crazy to me. Okay, so Tim was a strict, like, fundamentalist. He was a Christian after he had some, like, criminal history in his early years. So he had married his wife, Amber Kaiser, who was 18 years old at the time, while he was 22 years old. She didn't graduate high school. But in 2011, he graduates with some kind of software engineering degree, and the family moved to South Carolina. So Amber was the stay-at-home mom. She was, when she testified at this trial, she had said that she lived this life with her husband where he believed that she needed to be quiet, the kids needed to be kids, like they should be seen, not heard kind of thing, right? So they lived this very, very strict lifestyle. There was some serious like scriptures that were highlighted about like corporal punishment that they found in his Bible. But they had this life. They had five children. They ranged from 8 years old to 1 year old. The couple had separated for a short period of time in 2012. They had some differences. They would soon find out that she was having an affair with the neighbor who was 19 years old, which is kind of weird, I think.
It's very weird because they had five kids. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they weren't.
It's also very weird that the neighbor more than likely owned a house at 19 years old.
That is weird.
When honestly, was this again?
This was in 2012.
Oh.
Never mind. No, it's not.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He probably sold it to his parents, but mm-hmm. we'll just assume he didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. But
they were fucking. Why are you stepping out when you're getting fucked?
I don't know.
That's weird.
He would complain saying that his wife had neglected their kids, but she actually didn't. She was a really, really loving mother. She cared about her kids as much as she could. But
she's got the limit. She's like, that's it. I'm full. Fuck you kids. That's as much as I could.
But she said that she also was like, you know, she was young and had kids back to back to back to back to back. Like,
well, they were Christian, so that does happen.
Yeah. They had DCFS, they were called on the family, and they would come out multiple times throughout the kids' lives. So remember, this is like from 8 years old to one. So, and they have five kids. I think the oldest was 8, 6, and then
7, 5, 3, 0, 9.
Yeah. I think two and then one. So anyway, I guess the parents were, DCFS were called on the parents. The parents, you know, would have to be looked at. Multiple times DCFS gets like released. Like they don't follow the case. There's nothing else to follow up on. But at this point, there is a point where the, Jesus Christ, where the murders happen.
Oh, Jesus Christ was involved?
He was in the, background. All glory to God, you know what I'm saying?
Isn't he always?
He is, no, yeah.
So
even when you're pooping.
They're separated. They get a divorce. And then on Thursday, August 28th of 2014, Timothy picks up his kids, his three eldest kids, so Mura, Elias, and Natan from this elementary school, the two youngest, Gabriel and Abigail, from daycare. Amber calls the family and speaks to the kids, and then after that, she didn't speak with him or the children for the rest of the day. It said at this point, this is when the kids were murdered, but the bodies were so like decomposed that they couldn't,
I think you said they were still decomposing.
They were so decomposed.
So decomposed
that they couldn't put a timeline on when they,
we think it's Thursday, but it could be Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, so kids, they are so decomposed that they don't know the timeline of when they were murdered, but they do say that they think it was on August 28th. So at this point, Natan is the child who is 6 years old. He's playing with an outlet, and then they obviously, the PT or the physical labor, whatever it is that, what did they call it when you do like army stuff?
Oh, PT.
Yeah, but what's it called?
Oh,
physical training.
Physical training.
Gotcha.
PT cruiser.
So they make, makes him run laps around the house for those 2 hours and do wall sets and all these things, but doesn't let him take a break. And meanwhile, he's like, well, why are you messing with this outlet? Why did you blow this outlet? And the kid is just sitting there like, I don't know what
I'm a kid, bro.
Yeah, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, we all haven't stuck a fork in an outlet, right?
Yeah, you know what's funny? People think you can die doing that. You're not going to die. You're going to flip the breaker. Now, if you stick a fork in a stove outlet, you're fucking dead, dude.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Don't do that. Don't do that. You will die.
That's crazy. But Timothy was quoted in saying that he PT'd his ass until he couldn't handle it anymore, because he kept trying to get him to explain what had happened.
We're just going to walk over, PT'd his ass?
PT'd his ass, yeah. I don't know.
Physically trained his ass? We're just going to walk over that?
He was having him run and do squats.
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
Squats.
So then it said that on September 1st, Tim stops at a Dunkin' Donuts.
Fucking loser.
On September 3rd in West Columbia Walmart, he purchases several things. So anything to like basically decompose a body. And then these
just a couple bags of piranhas. That's what he bought.
Trash bags as well. The kids are marked absent from school on that Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. So that's another reason why they think it happened on Thursday. Amber contacted the cops, letting them know that she couldn't reach out to Tim or the children and that they had missed their scheduled visit at Chick-fil-A. So they would meet up at Chick-fil-A to pick up the kids.
Of course it's fucking Chick-fil-A. Oh,
we'll meet at Chick-fil-A, okay?
Low-key, though, they do have the best chicken in the game.
It's disgusting.
All right, so on September 9th, 6 days after their bodies, it was 6 days later their bodies were discovered. The police did not issue an Amber Alert because Tim was the custodial parent. So they knew that the kids had been missing. They couldn't reach anybody, but they wouldn't like say, oh, hey, we need to do an all points bulletin kind of thing. Because wasn't, he was that parent. Wasn't he was the custodial parent.
Was the mother's name Amber too? Is that what you said?
The mother's name was Amber.
Yeah. So yeah, they also didn't issue it because she would have got confused. She'd be like, I am Amber. Why am I? I'm Amber.
Wait. Why am I texting myself?
Why am I alerted? I already told you guys about this.
So the bodies were found in black trash bags off of a dirt road in Alabama on Saturday, September 6th. He was stopped. He was pulled over by the police in a routine traffic stop. And in that, the police went up to the car. As soon as they get up to the car, they notice that they can smell decomposition. They said, hey, it smells fucking awful in here. Like, what is this smell? And he said, oh,
I forgot to shower.
It was just some trash. I had some rotten trash. But
gross, dude.
They said no. They knew it was obviously death because they could look and see the car was filled with blood and maggots.
That's something too. Like my grandpa, he's passed away now, but he was a cop for like 40 some years, and he said that's like
you just smell him all the time.
No, well, he said that like when you walk into a scene like that, like it's a smell you never forget, like the first time. And he said you can always tell when there's it's not just decomposing; it's just like the smell of death, like when there's a body there. And just blood, like he said, just the whole thing is just totally unique. And I'm gonna bottle it and make a clone out of it.
That's kind of a it's a fucked up thing, Anthony.
Well, no, it really is though. Like that's you know, like most cops are. Well, I don't say most cops; they have a bad rep, but that's something like that's gotta suck. Well, not just cops, EMTs too. You know what I'm saying? It's like
true.
It's just something you never think about. Smelling death.
No thanks.
It's a good band name.
Yeah.
Smelling death. I mean, it'd be cool to have like haunted houses and stuff like that.
It would, yeah. Smelling Death sounds like a grindcore band.
Oh just yeah,
all,
for sure.
All pig squeals.
Smelling Death.
Crazy. Okay, so the children are found in the black trash bags. They are taken out. Done the autopsy on them. They realized that only one of the children had food in their stomach, which is kind of fucked up. So they think that they were already malnourished, and that's why they might have been easier to kill, or like they didn't put up a fight or something like that.
Was well, it
yeah. easy to kill
was
anyway?
It, was it Chick-fil-A though?
I don't know. but so the cops said that, you know, obviously every single one of the children, even Natan, was said to have died from strangulation. So they don't know if it was making him do all the laps and doing all these things. It might have, like, really weakened him. I don't know.
Yeah.
So kind of crazy. But Tim ends up telling the police that the reason why he killed his children was because he was afraid that they were going to kill him and chop him up and feed him to the dogs.
That's really not a good excuse.
It was all just the one outlet. He's like, that was it. I told him not to touch my outlet.
I had one outlet.
I had USBs on it. It was special.
During the trial, the jury listens to the tape of him admitting, like, yes, I did kill my children, that he killed the children in the bedroom of the family home in Lexington. He had found Natan dead after overworking him with the squats, push-ups, doing the PT, and that he strangled the other four children. He said that, you know, he's not normal. He tried to plead insanity because anybody who was normal would call the police if you found your child dead, right? But then why didn't he do it? So that was kind of like the lawyer's defense to save him.
That's a far reach. But also,
yeah,
you can possibly die from PT, but not this child, probably.
This child is 6 years old.
Right, but even...
Grow up, I guess.
Just like a human being, you'd know when to quit before you died.
Right.
Yeah.
But children don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
I think it's possible that the kid could overexert themselves to death.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think your heart has a point to where it's gonna click out. Also,
not too, mine. I'm gonna live forever.
I mean, dehydration. Hey. You know, you could dehydrate enough, sweat enough. I mean, it would take you a little while, but anybody can die even if they're in good health like that.
All right. So then he says that he had like these voices in his head telling him that he needed to kill the children, and that he said he had to put the 5 dead bodies without plastic bags in the trunk of his vehicle. And then he had originally planned to cut up all of the bodies, boil them, and burn them. He wrote like these plans out on paper.
Boil them and then burn them.
I don't know. To burn like the bones, I think was the thought. Oh. So he was gonna boil them with like the acid to like.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Right. I'm out of here.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Camelon?
It seems like you would boil the meat off,
mm-hmm.
and I guess burn the bones.
Yeah.
But as we know, like, burning bones doesn't really help that much in, like, investigative cases. Right?
Yeah.
It does make a really cool like, band name, though. Boil the meat, burn the bones.
What?
That's an album title, at least.
All right, but he said that he couldn't do it. He couldn't bring himself to do it.
They're already dead.
Yeah.
What's the point? They're not coming back.
You already strangled them to death.
He's probably too fucking lazy. He's like,
he's like, fuck.
I'm gonna go get some Chick-fil-A.
Because it'd be fucking hard to, like, kill your children and then to mutilate them more afterwards.
Well, I mean, it would be hard.
True.
Yeah.
But he strangled them. When somebody gets strangled, it's not like Hollywood. They don't go dead. The strangulation lasts for minutes on fucking end, dude. Like, that's fucked up. That's probably the hard or the most brutal way to kill somebody, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. And also, the weirdest thing to think about in this situation is that the other three, while they were waiting to be fucking strangled to death. Like, they knew it was going to happen. They saw it happen to the first person. They see it happen to the second person. Like, you know you're next. That's morbid as fuck.
Exactly. So, like, saying that he couldn't do that is probably a cop-out. He's probably, like, he probably realized it wasn't going to work. He probably wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't, like, a moral choice.
Him not cutting them up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so, too. So, Amber says in the testimony that he was always a really good dad. So he would take out like whatever abuse on her, but to the kids, she said that he was always a really good dad when they were together. So she did whatever she needed to do. And she felt like her kids were in safe hands when he was awarded the custody. Right. So she didn't feel like the need to hound him or anything at all. While she was waiting for herself to get herself together, like she was doing her GED, she was getting a job, she was doing all sorts of things, getting her own house, so that way she could provide for her children.
Where'd she get a job? Chick-fil-A?
Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, probably. But she said that he was always like really quick to get angry and that he would just scream, or there was one time when he like hit her, he pushed her down. He was like very physical towards her.
Bitch.
What?
He's a bitch.
Bitch.
Oh, not her.
I thought you meant that.
No,
she
that'd
was.
Be awful.
So there was a family babysitter who described the house as being dirty and having bugs. It was unclean. There were clothes, dishes, whatever scattered around, that she would try to attempt to like clean up the house. Right. But,
there was actually just clothes and dishes. They weren't scattered. She just didn't like clothes or dishes in her house. She's like, this is disgusting. You have cups in your cabinet and you have shirts in your fucking closet. You monster.
Ew.
That's
the
disgusting.
Bugs, the bugs were there, though.
So it's also said that one of the children asked the babysitter not to tell their dad that she fed them because he might not feed them again. She filed a complaint with DCFS and
the babysitter.
And also said that there was one of the children did have a black eye. But the school says, hey, they're in really good health. There was nothing really concerning. The only thing was that Mira had head lice one time. But kids get head lice.
Isn't that fucked up, though? Because we see this a lot. Like, people contact, like, the proper authorities for children being abused, and nothing happens, like, ever. And it's like, well, I guess they'll just end up dead. And they get
paid, like, $10 an hour.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, like, I'm not saying it's, like, Judy on the dispatcher's end. I'm not saying it's her fault, but I'm saying, like,
right,
they need to, like, get their shit together.
It's also said that when she had head lice, Tim used kerosene to attempt to kill the head lice.
He was also really into the comic Ghost Rider, and he just wanted to, like, you know, give her superpowers.
He said that he wanted to use a heat gun to, like, get it to, but that would
just pick them off.
That would burn her, because obviously she put kerosene on her head, and a heat gun, that's not fun. There was one of the gas station stops that he had made. One of the cashiers had come in saying that he had a terrible smell when he came in to buy cigarettes and an energy drink. He had asked for directions to a location where he could camp, and that is where he dropped the bodies off. So when the police pulled him over, they said, why does your car smell like that? And he said, hey, it's garbage. But obviously it wasn't.
The was police, garbage.
They got that sniffer on him.
The police.
It's bodies.
Pigs.
God.
Basically.
The police then arrest him. And while he is in jail, one of the guards said that Tim had admitted to strangling his daughter until she turned purple.
But he doesn't want to boil her body.
Also said that there was another daughter, or another one of the kids was watching him strangle.
See?
Yeah. Which is really, really sad. And then somebody said that he was messing with one of the kids had asked him, why is he messing with the light? When he was, like, strangling them. I don't know.
What do we think about that? What
I don't know. That just seems weird to me. Like, why would a kid be messing with or maybe he was saying that in the sense of, like, him messing with the outlet. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. He's strangling. Yeah, fuck you. You screwed the outlet up. Told you it was the outlet. That's what it was.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, it was, like, trying to turn the lights off to stop him from doing what he was doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe this guy's just a big old piece of shit.
Could be.
No, that's not it.
So, after 15 days of the trial testimony, he is found guilty on 5 counts of murder in 2019. So then he is one of two men that are sentenced to death in South Carolina in 2019. So as of right now, he is waiting execution on death row.
We'll try them some hate letters.
Hey, everybody out there, write this guy some hate letters.
Hey, Tim, you got a small pee-pee, and guess what I did? I messed with the light socket or the outlet, you bitch.
I touched your outlet.
Touch your outlet,
fucking
bitch.
Fuck boy.
Just write that to him. That's your outlet, bitch.
Just draw an outlet on a piece of parchment and send it to him in a letter.
On parchment?
Yeah.
Like parchment paper that you cook cookies?
Yeah, you're getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, make some cookies on the parchment paper, but don't send cookies. So that way it just smells like cookies that he can't have.
Or it smells like a... Nope.
Hey, Tim, not guess what I'm eating right now? I'm eating Chick-fil-A, you bitch.
Send him some Chick-fil-A coupons.
My pleasure, bitch.
On me, dog.
God. Anyway, so some people think that the reason why he killed his kids is because
he's a murderer.
And his wife.
He's a bitch.
got a divorce and he was jealous that his wife was trying to do better than what, you know, he could give her. So I don't know. I think it's really sad.
Seems like a stupid reason to kill kids.
Yeah. Are there any other theories?
No, I don't.
Is that one?
Aliens.
That, but they also think that Miami. He is, like, he's got some mental health issues. But
I think he clearly does.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate.
They said that it could have been from him getting hit on the head or getting into, like, a really bad car accident or whatever. But anyway.
So happened to old Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
Killed his family. That wrestler. Remember him? He was around in the... Did you ever watch wrestling back in, like, the late 90s?
I did, like, Mankind days. Generation
X days. Yeah, this was WCW, so it was different. But, yeah, he was... I think we did an episode on this on a previous podcast we had, but he obviously he's a wrestler, so he took a bunch of bumps, but he murdered his wife and his kids, I think.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal because he was a pretty prominent wrestler back then. And, yeah, and then he killed himself. It's like, I think it's because he fucking hit his head too hard.
Yeah. Sorry. Earlier, I got, like, all mixed up with all my dates and stuff, but basically what I was trying to say is that they were together for a short period of time and had five kids in such a short period of time, and that in that there's a lot of, like, fucked up shit that he does to her that, you know, obviously would cause her to want to find somebody else. Crazy. But that doesn't give you an excuse to murder your children.
I don't think anything does, but yeah.
Unless they're reptilians.
No, I don't think anything does either, but I'm just saying, like...
It just seems weird to, like...
That's not a good... That's not, like, a reason to even think that...
What's... Well, go ahead, sorry.
Not to be the devil's advocate, but if you're going to murder your children...
Yeah.
Don't, one, like... go into a fucking campsite where you have to, like, give your number or, like, your credit card or whatever, or cash, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be seen. And two, don't drop your kids off there. There's so much better places to, like, put a body.
Like, in the, like, those slides at, like those play places at McDonald's, they still have them some places. No one ever goes there.
What?
No, but,
they
like...
They have those at Chick-fil-A.
What's fucked up? They do, actually. Oh, shit. Damn.
What's that called? What's the play place at Chick-fil-A called?
God's House.
Chick-fil-A?
Just called Church.
Church.
No, I was going to say, it's fucked up because this was like, he went to trial in 2019, you know, so it's like the late 2010s. Like, if this was like, the fucking like 30s or 40s or something like that, like, this would be like big headlines. But like, the fact that this is just, it's just another murder. It's just an everyday thing.
Yeah.
It's fucked up that like this is like, just brushed.
That's so sad, I think.
It is, because this happens so often.
Just put him on a train track. Or, like, he's, like, 400 miles from a tar pit.
We need to have some kind of, like, better punishment. He's going to be like, oh, I'm going to go to jail for the rest of my life, or I'm going to be...
No, he's on death row.
Yeah, so I'm saying I'm going to have a peaceful death. We should do something where we, like, shove pine cones in their pee hole.
God.
Like,
yeah, what the fuck?
Or, you know, like, do something like that, like, where it's, like, once a day they, like...
Yeah, they did that. In the 1800s.
Well, back in the 1800s, there wasn't as many murders, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, there were.
There was probably more murders.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyways, I'm saying, though, like, I'm saying we need to do something like this, like, torture these fuckers, make it to where they can't sleep. They know, like, if I kill somebody, I'll never sleep again until I fucking die. Now they're just going to go sit and say, oh, hey, cool, I'm going to play some cards, I'm going to fucking have a normal prison life. No, fuck that. You can't sleep. I'm going to put pine cones up your ass.
That's crazy. Pine cones in somebody's ass.
I'm running for president.
No,
God.
Yeah, clearly.
Whenever I'm able to, I'm running for president.
This God.
Pine cones in the pee hole.
Vote for me. That's wild.
You only have to be 35.
And I am 35. 36. I'm 35.
I thought
it
was 36.
Well, I'm 35.
35.
And let's face it, politics aside, which is probably going to be Trump,
mm-hmm.
and it's probably going to be Biden.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a winner unless you pick me. Pine cones in the pee hole 2024. Peace out.
Pine cones in the pee hole 2024.
God damn.
Okay.
Anyway, this guy, asshole.
Yeah.
Just a son of a bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Don't call his mom a bitch.
She might have been. She might have been a sweet lady. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she left.
So did why did he think that his kids were going to murder him?
I think he was just either A, using it as an excuse.
Yeah.
Or B, like, really legitimately thinks that what or thought
it,
that.
It really could, all joking aside, it could go back to the outlet. Maybe he thought they're trying to catch the house on fire or something by, like, fucking with the outlet.
I just didn't know if, like, he had, like, heard a voice that had told him this.
Yeah, or he like, said that. Yeah. Like, yeah, he heard voices telling him that he needed to murder his kids. Well, he said that, but is it true? We don't know. Allegedly.
There's no possible fucking way that, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but any person in their right mind could, like, legitimately just strangle four children.
Nah. Mm-mm.
Like, that's crazy to me.
The only way I would kill somebody is if, if like...
Go off king?
Well, no, if somebody, like, its life was at risk and I had to shoot somebody, I would do it in a heartbeat. Or if somebody did something to, like, one of my family members. Like, if somebody did something, like, to Crystal. I mean, you know, if they killed her or something like that. I would tie them up.
Or something like that. No,
I would tie them up and I would torture them. I would become an instant, like, serial killer. Not serial killer, but my psychopath brain would click over. So, but, I mean, that would be it. What?
Really?
If I caught somebody, yeah. That'd be it.
I would have to be the fucking guy that would, like, meet my wife's murderer and be like, you know what? I forgive you. Because they would have to live with that forever.
Nah, I'd torture him.
I feel like that would be worse. Like, you know what? I get it, man. I'm sorry. Sorry, whatever you went through, whatever happened to you, I'm sorry.
I would probably, like, every day, I'd probably get one of their fingers and chop, like, maybe, like, half an inch off.
Uh-huh.
And sealed up so they don't bleed out. And then the next day, I chop another half inch off. I mean, on top of other things, too. Yeah,
first season of Dexter, get it.
Yeah, and I make them, like, learn song and dance routines. And if they cried, then I'd break one of their legs or something.
You keep bringing that up.
That's fucked up, though. I'm going to make a movie about that.
What if you were to, like, get, like, a patch of their scalp and then, like, sew it into their tongue as, like, a graft? So that way they always have hair in their mouth.
God.
That works. That works, too, man. However you want to do it, like...
That's awful.
We did that one time where we talked about that one time. Like, if you could
make
somehow,
a curse.
Yeah, somehow fuck up somebody's
what
life.
What the hell? That's awful. I'm just. Bleh.
Yeah, it makes you want to gag.
And then nobody cuts it, so it gets really long.
Yeah, no one's going to cut your tongue hair.
It's like it chokes you, so you're up constantly in a state of.
Stop. Stop. You guys are bad. Very bad. That's awful.
I'm the good guy here, at least.
That's disgusting.
Nah, if there's... I couldn't, like, just kill an innocent person, but I feel like there's a time and place where justice has to be taken care of in that way, and that's just how it is, man.
So what would you do to this guy?
This guy?
Yeah.
He didn't affect... personally, and, like, not to be a dick, but he didn't affect me directly. Oh, so correct. I don't care. Okay. Like, they can do that, but, like, if I'm... You know, in this thing, and it happens to somebody around me, I don't know, man. Just do it whatever on the spot.
So, if you're the judge,
if I'm the judge, this guy has to fight a gorilla.
Okay.
And if he can defeat the gorilla, and like, there's no weapons, there's nothing, he can't use his surroundings. There's no sticks. This is just a steel cage. And
no holds barred.
No holds barred.
What's worse than that?
If he can defeat the gorilla, he can go free.
No, dude.
This gorilla,
that's cool.
He's fucking mad.
Do not a gorilla. Do like a couple hungry chimpanzees because. I mean, gorilla is just going to, no, really, a gorilla is going to disseminate. I mean, it's going to be a quick death. Chimpanzees, they, like, eat your, like, hands and face and shit slowly while they're fucking killing you.
And fucking you.
And fucking you, probably. Yeah.
More than likely.
A gorilla's probably going to do that, but they're going to probably rip your arms off and fucking beat you to death real quick.
I just want the gorilla, and his name's going to be Justice.
Justin. he's going to be wearing class rings from Justin.
God.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the class. It's the company around this area that makes class rings.
Oh,
Justin.
I didn't know that.
No, they. That's that is the know. Graduation company. That is the
is
graduation global? Company of global graduation Justin. Companies.
People are going to be like, oh shit, I haven't thought about that for a while.
Rings? I think so. One of my coworkers still wears a class ring. I'm like, what are you doing?
What do you care about?
I got a class ring, but like, do I wear it? No.
I got one. I lost it.
I thought about it, but then I was like, again, for what?
You didn't get one?
No, I'm not a poser.
Yep.
Posers.
See?
Posers. All you guys. Posers.
Posers.
Wait, you didn't get one?
No.
Oh, these are just posers. Never mind.
Yeah. That's why I kept saying posers.
I kind of like, I don't regret not getting it, but it'd be kind of cool to have. Be like, yeah, it's just, you know, my.
The fuck for?
I don't know. Sentimental.
What, you got really good scores on your standardized tests?
I really wish I would have like kept like yearbooks and stuff like that. That's really what I wish I would have had. Yeah, I do wish.
So I could jerk off to all the
that's
girls, all the teachers.
That is fucked up, Camelon. That is nasty.
I was talking about teachers.
Not elementary. I was talking about like senior year.
Yeah. When I was still fucking.
Anyways.
Just kidding. I'm still a virgin.
Justin the gorilla.
All right.
We need to have t-shirts that just say that. It's just a picture of a gorilla and it just says Justin. Monster Mashers podcast. All right.
It says justice, but they crossed out the C-E. And then it has like a scribbled in at the bottom. Justice.
We need our promo. Justin.
Uh-huh. Promo. Are we hitting a promo?
Yeah. I've been mixing it up. I've been playing it at the end of the episode.
It's whatever you want to
do. At the beginning of the episode. So, yeah. I'm going to keep you on your fucking toes.
Yeah. I'm having an episode right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, sponsor, baby.
Sponsor. Here we go.
I can't believe spooky season's over.
Yeah, every damn November 1st, I just get super, super bummed out.
If only there was somewhere that had something fun, spooky, and safe. Something real.
What if I told you guys that there were places right here in our area that are haunted and available to visit?
Well, I'd have to see that for myself.
Well, we're putting in the legwork for everyone and checking out all these locations and doing an episode for each one. The folks you want to talk to are Saving the Old Properties or STOP. They have the Stone Mansion, the Randolph County Asylum, Jim Jones Boyhood Church, and so much more, all available to spend the night in. Don't believe in the paranormal or don't know what to do when you get there? They can provide equipment and even instructions on how to use it. Learn the history of these spooky old buildings and help support a good cause of preserving local history.
Contact them at 765-808-8730. That's 765-808-8730.
Nice.
Yes. So, yeah, next weekend.
Fuck yes.
This coming weekend, actually. I'm sorry.
Get it.
We're going to the old Blackford County Jail.
The old Blackford County Jail.
And this time, we're coming prepared, baby. We got more fucking video equipment. So I believe we're going to take some video and upload that shit to our YouTube page.
Yeah. And also, yes, we have one. And then also, we are going to try to do a little bit of like live streaming.
Are we?
Ooh, hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might do that. Yeah, that'll work.
I'll get on the Twitch.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So fucking sexy. Also, I'm probably gonna stay the night. I have those 2 days off, so I think I might stay.
That's cool. I'm pumped because last time we were supposed to meet, we're going with a Patreon subscriber, mm-hmm. and we're supposed to meet, and Crystal and I ended up getting COVID, and then Chris was around us, so he couldn't go because he was exposed. Camelon went and met him, so I'm really excited to meet all these people because they seem like they're really cool.
They're amazing.
So, you know, this was amazing. Socials.
Oh, no way. We know that time is the only resource you actually have in this world, so we appreciate you spending it with us. Leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and we read funny reviews on upcoming episodes. Thanks for the 5 stars on Spotify as well. Please like, follow, download, share, and subscribe. We're also on the Insta at Monster Mashers Pod. Email us at monstermashersrule@gmail.com, and join us live on twitch.tv/monstermashersPod. We love to hear from you guys, and we want to shout you out. So just, you know, connect with us on any platform your little heart desires. Best thing you can do, though, is stick out your gat for the Rizzler. You're so skibbity, you're so Phantom Tax.
What the fuck?
Google it.
Also, hit us up on our Patreon, patreon.com/TheMonsterMashers. And also, whatever video gets uploaded to the YouTube, I'm going to put it on Patreon at least 2 days earlier. Before, ooh. So maybe a whole week. I don't know. I'm going to try to, it's going to take a few minutes because I'm gonna sure. actually going to try to edit this and make it somewhat coherent. So Patreon members will see that video first.
That's early content, baby.
Early content. So
be the first.
Yeah. Be the first.
Be the first.
Be the first.
Be the first.
But don't kill your kids.
All right.
Stop killing your kids. God damn it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Like we need to keep the children around because, you know.
God damn it.
God, we should have put that as the outro.
Yeah, like fertility rates are dropping around the world.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. But like, don't kill the kids. We need the ones that are out there. We're going to need those.
There's
ones.
A movie kind of like on that.
What even if they called? Grow up to be like the shittiest human beings ever, don't kill the kids.
Us.
Yeah. They might have a cool podcast. Who knows?
What were you talking about?
There's a movie that is very similar to that, where nobody in the world, like nobody has had a baby in so many years. And then one person has a baby and it's weird. And I can't remember what it's called.
Is it just weird because it's a baby or is the baby weird?
No, it's just weird because like nobody has a baby.
Like and a razor head, like that weird baby.
It's just called a good movie. It's just called The Baby. It's Baby Geniuses.
It's Duh Baby.
I can't remember what it is.
But yes. I saw that in theaters, weirdly enough.
Too. I really, it was so stupid.
It was very dumb.
Okay.
There's anyway. A second one.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
Anyway.
We'll do that on your podcast.
We will. Okay. So this is the end of the episode. If you're not driving, really get on Spotify or Apple Podcast and give us that 5-star review. I'm going to try to double our reviews this year.
Okay.
Because the beginning of the fucking year, we're at 5-stars-ish reviews. Mm-hmm. On Spotify, let's get that bitch to 100. Yeah. I mean, honestly, really, it's not going to benefit you in any way as a listener, but you're going to help us, and we would really appreciate that. I know I've done this for other podcasts. It takes 2 seconds. Just click that 5-star review, and on Apple Podcasts, you can even be a smartass and leave us a funny review. But please hit that fucking button for us. It really, really helps. It helps other people hear a podcast. It helps us. Maybe we won't have to have a job someday, you know? I'm tired. My bones hurt. Goal. My bones hurt. Give us 5 stars, please.
My bones hurt. Can I get 5 stars?
Yeah. All right.
All right. Hit the button, Max.
All right, guys. We will see you next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
Love ya. Keep mashing. 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 Mashing.